Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Okay, you guys, I got a little topic that I want to talk about that is of delicate processing on your palates, okay? And this episode is about the world is yours. Take a minute. Breathe that in. Yes, the world is yours. Now, listen, for a slight second, for some of you, or maybe for longer than a second, you may not feel the true connection of that statement. But when you keep saying it to yourself, it will begin to resonate. The world is mine. You know, when I heard this, when I first heard the world is yours, it was through a local rapper by the name of Slim Thug here in Houston. And if I'm not mistaken, he titled his album The World is Yours. And when I read it, I paused for a second. And I'm like, wow, the world is yours. And in my processing, like, it took me a good little minute to really process that statement. And I knew it wasn't by chance that I was reading this and it was coming across, because that phrase lingered in my reality for a couple of days for me to not forget about it. And so every time it popped up, it brought me back to it, and I knew, okay, this has meaning for me in this moment. The world is yours. And I just thought about it and made it a possibility for me, because I never thought about it until it was presented to me. And some things have to be presented to us, you guys, because it's so much, like there's so much to this thing called life. There's so much to the spiritual awakening. And so there are times that things have to be presented to you for your awareness. Because once it's been presented, it doesn't just go away. And then if it's really something that you really need to process and think about, it'll keep showing up in your reality until you take it and process it. Receive it, whatever it is, whatever the intent for that particular message coming to you. And so I want you to process that the world is yours. And then I'm going to package it for you so that you can process it. Okay. So if you think about it, if you know or don't know, and if you don't know, now you know, you are the universe. You yourself, the avatar that you're in, your inner being, is a world. Okay? Some of you already know this, so just bear with me for a second as I break this down. But your inner being is a reflection of a world. So the translation is that you are a world inside of a world. Okay. And if you think about every individual person that you know, their being is a world. So we have worlds inside of a world, inside of a world. Process that for a second. You are a world. And so when you hear the phrase, the world is yours, the outside world that you see, that you feel, that you touch, that you can taste, it's all a reflection of your inner world. You are the universe. You are a world. Okay, so when you hear the words, the world is yours, you need to personalize that. The world is mine. The inner world, that's yours. It's for you to control. As within, so without. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. And so taking ownership of your inner being as your world, that's where the magic truly starts for you, is understanding that you are a world and the world is yours. And so when you're going within yourself, you have to allow yourself to remove the restrictions, because the world inside of you is yours. That means however you want to live, whatever you want to do, free yourself. Free yourself. The world is mine. It's yours for the taking. What are you going to create with your world? If you listen to A New Day, A New Dawn, A New Life, all of this is connecting. And if you listen to the episode prior to that, I started with Trust Yourself. I probably should have did a little series, but it's good. It's posted. But the world is yours. What are you going to do? See, it's easy. See, when we think about it, how we judge the president, the presidents, we judge people, how they live their life. Okay, now I want you to pull that on back to yourself, because it's time for you to personalize it. It's time for you to take it personal with yourself. So now that your higher self is telling you the world is yours, you're the president, how are you going to govern your inner world to create your outer world? I want you to think about that for a second. You are now the president. You've been given the role of the president, but you're the president of your world. You're the president over your thoughts. You're the president of your emotions. You're the president of your actions, your reaction. You're the president of manifesting. You're the president of creating. Yes, now that's all on you. How are you going to manage it? Because you got to manage it. This is where the different aspects of you come into play. That could be like Congress. Congress is the different aspects of you. Now, you have to control. As a president, you have to control your thoughts. You have to control your emotions. You have to control your action and reaction. How are you going to handle yourself? How are you going to deal with the different aspects? What does that look like for you as the president of your world? You have no rule. You create the rules. You create the laws. You create the beliefs. What does that look like for you? And I'm not going to be before you long, because this particular episode is about thinking, processing, receiving, opening up. Now that the world is yours, what are you going to do with it? Have a great day.